This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. We start a fresh new trading day with no cues from the US markets because they were shut on Monday. However, as we speak, Dow futures have jumped 300 points. Even S&P futures are higher after a very brutal sell-off that we saw last week. European markets too closed higher after 5 days of losses. We did get some data on the macro front as far as Europe is concerned, where German producer prices shot up 33.6% on a YOY basis in the month of May. ECB President Christine Lagarde reaffirmed plans to increase rates twice this summer, so the rate hike issue is something that will continue to dominate the mind space. As far as Asian markets are concerned, they are largely higher in trade today. Hang Seng markets are up around 40 points. The Taiwanese index is up 0.8%. Nikkei too is in the green as we speak. SGX Nifty, as a result of all of this, is indicating a start in the green by around 40-odd points. It's largely flat but with some positive bias. So we'll have to see whether the market momentum stays in the positive territory or not after opening in the green. Yen, however, continues to remain weak at that 135.25 mark, which is the lowest level that we've seen in the last 24 years. For our own markets, yesterday we did see that there was some recovery from the lows. That is because there was not a big FII selling pressure. FII's net sold 1200 crore rupees because of low activity since US markets were shut. DII's net bought around 2100 crore rupees in cash. Nifty yesterday remained range bound between 15191 to 15382. The last hour's buying is something which led to Nifty and Sensex closing near day's high. It was supported by low FII selling. Broader markets, however, saw a sharp sell-off. Mid and small cap indices at over 1 year lows. So that is something that has been a pain point because the market breadth is absolutely in favor of the declines. We'll have to see whether this momentum continues or not, or whether after opening in the green, we actually slip into the red, which has been the texture of the market for last couple of trading sessions. Thank you so much for joining into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, and have a great day.